we heard about. 80% of drugs in circulation as fake. People were dying like rats. Our healthcare delivery system was losing credibility. Our doctors were confused. And it was a total disaster. The incidence of fake drugs is one of the greatest atrocities of our time. It is mass murder. Honestly, it's a form of terrorism against public health.
Meeting Dr. Dora Kunyili was an incredible experience because here's this woman that's fighting, you know, the fake drug racket that governments and major drug companies have avoided, or, you know, for whatever reason. I mean, apparently there's corruption involved, a lot of bribery, you know, a lot of secrecy surrounding the whole business. So, you know, she took on a huge task and took on, you know, major drug companies and, you know, spoke out against, you know, to governments, got governments involved and really garnered the support around the world and got the WHO involved as well, the World Health Organization. So that was incredible, meeting someone like Dr. Dora Akunyili. It's incredible, though, also to find out exactly how widespread the fake drug problem is in Africa. I mean, in Nigeria, up to 80% of all pharmaceuticals were fake when Dr. Dora took power of the drug regulatory body there. Now, apparently, it's, you know, it's reduced to around 50%. But still, you know, that's massive. That's like half of all the medicine is fake. And I mean, I've just found out also in Southeast Asia, there apparently it's up to 70% right now. It's a huge, it's a bigger problem now in Southeast Asia than it is in Africa.
Why are these manufactured on such a grand scale, and why is there this cover-up by the major pharmaceutical manufacturers who I would understand would want to protect their turf from fake drugs?
Well, firstly, the manufacturers are covering up fake drugs or their products being faked, because if they come out and announce, hey, we've got a batch of fakes that are that's our brand out in the market, people won't be buying their genuine drugs, and they're worried about business. And they've actually said that. I've got someone that's actually said, you know, we were concerned more or less about people not buying our brands, and we didn't want to tarnish our brand name. The drug business, the pharmaceutical industry, is, you know, a multi-billion dollar industry a year. It's a very powerful industry, and there's a lot of money to be made out of health and medicine. So, you know, that's very, very appealing to the drug counterfeiters. Apparently, it's been estimated to be a $40 billion a year industry. As well as that, it's really hard to persecute people that are faking medicine, because at this stage there are really weak laws with regard to that. In my story, I mentioned that, you know, in Nigeria, it's considered a copyright infringement, whereas, you know, Dr. Dora, and rightly so, says it's actually mass murder, because, you know, you're giving people the wrong medicine, and people will die from it if they have serious illnesses.
Fake drug rackets and the silence associated with it have led to the resurgence of malaria, especially the chloroquine-resistant malaria, which is a greater problem now than the malaria itself. Because the malaria parasite had been kind of trained with small doses of chloroquine previously taken by malaria patients. When you take small doses of chloroquine or antibiotics, what you're doing is actually to train the microorganism to get used to the chemical. The chemical eventually becomes food for the microorganism, so that when you now have the right dose of chloroquine, the malaria parasite no longer responds. That is the problem now.
What are some of the outcomes of taking fake drugs?
The main outcome of the fake drug racket is, I guess, people are dying. People are not getting the right medication. The parasite that they're developing is mutating and developing resistance to the real thing as well, you know, and it could be a catastrophe, particularly with malaria, because it's, you know, apparently killing up to 3 million people a year, and that is quite catastrophic.